Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Delano.
Hold on, Larry. Before we get to JD, do your impression of the boss, Big Boss Dave, and what he said to us. Come on, Larry. It's good.
I'm proud of you people.
Come on, man. One more time, please.
I'm proud of you people. John Delano, KDK TV political analyst, is live on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline in his attic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I tell you, it's got to be a really slow news day if you've got to compete with each other to say my name.
Oh, it's all envy. That's you, all. We just want to be you.
We think the world of you, John, and we do. We love your work, and we're going to get together and get Marty. We're going to get a remodeling company to redo your attic.
You know, my wife loves that idea. She thinks it's a I won't say what she thinks it looks like.
We can make that happen. So we'll talk about that. But we wanted to get you because it was almost 24 hours ago. We had a sit down with John Fetterman.
It wasn't a sit down. We didn't sit with him. That's John Delano's line. I sat down with John Fetterman.
All right. We talked to John Fetterman and got his reaction.
We stole your line, brother.
Yeah, Marty. Yeah. But your accent is wrong.
I know.
Marty's suggesting that they finally decided to do this interview because they had been reluctant to do any for so long because of the continuing recovery process from a stroke, which John Fetterman addressed right off the top. But they're feeling the heat in this race from Dr. Oz.
Well, I think Marty's right about that. I think there's no question that John Fetterman he's actually better. You know, I interviewed him the first week of August.
I remember.
And he, when I think about how he now appears, when either with you or he was on national cable television last night, I watched him. He's much, much better. His health is improving. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But again, I don't think it's the health issues that the public is as concerned about it as some of the other issues that the Oz campaign has been very successful in raising because they're spending tens of millions of dollars on media.
That's right.
And so I think that's what's hurting Fetterman more than anything. And he's obviously responding or trying to respond as best he can.
JD, and Larry's spot on here, brother. I think he's anxious about the margin of error. Explain to people what that means in polling, sir.
Yes, that's a really important point because margin of error indicates these are all statistical analyses, these polling data. And when they say a margin of error is plus or minus 3 points, for example, what they mean is that the result could be 3 points higher or 3 points lower. So if the race is 3 points, it could be a dead tie. Or it could be even just the opposite. The other candidate could be up three and you down three. So it's really important to understand that when you have numbers that I say are under 4 or 5 points, you really have to be careful that it's not just the reverse of what you think it might be.
Hey, JD, I'm sitting at dinner last night, and this actually happened. You know my wife. She's a television anchor. So and this is an absolute fact.
I know her well.
So JD... So if my wife goes on the air and says, Larry Richard is a murderer, that's slander because he isn't. he sues her and wins. Now, she would never do that, but I'm making a point here. But if I produce a political spot and I'm running in a campaign against Larry and I call him a murderer, I'm okay. Is that not true?
That is absolutely true. You are allowed to lie in your campaign commercials, and candidates do it all the time. It's basically a First Amendment protection. You're dealing with public figures, so the standards are really, really, to win a lawsuit on defamation when you're dealing with public figures is incredibly difficult, because you have to show you have to show that it was intentional, that you knew it was wrong, that there was malice behind it. It's a very high standard. But in campaign political ads, really almost anything goes. And the idea there is that we basically want a free market expression of points of view. But I've always warned, and Marty, you and I have talked about this for years, I've always warned viewers, listeners, when you hear a negative attack, really take it with a grain of salt or research it yourself, because you just can't take the candidate's word that the negative stuff they're saying about the other guy has any truth to it at all.
John Delano, always appreciate your insight. We'll look for you later on KDK TV.
JD.
Live from the attic.
JD.
Yeah, John Delano.
Go ahead. Finish it.
Oh,
you want me to finish it?
I was going to let you try it.
I'm John Delano.
Here we go. John. No, wait. I got to get a little bit.
Say, he's choking. He's choking.
John Delano. I'm John Delano.
Nah.
No.
No? No, doesn't get it.
That's not it.
You're better, JD.
John,
you're better at JD than he is.
All right.
Go ahead, Marty.
I'm John Delano.
No, that's awful. That's awful.
All right, John.
Love
thanks.
You, man. He's the best.
Yeah, you guys keep practicing. Right, I'll judge you guys one of these days.
Right,
have a
I'm
great one, everybody.
John Delano.
Nah.
Coming up in our next hour, Marty's wife, Christine, will join us for her weekly visit, or is it a therapy session that I'm just a fly on the wall for, Marty?
Bringing Vince, too.
Your son, it is Yom Kippur.
Yes.
And,
Day of Atonement.
Many school districts observing this Jewish day, and
good.
They are
I love it.
Off for the day. So, Vince, your son is coming in. How old is he now?
I don't know, man. I don't pay attention to their ages.
What do you mean you don't
know? This is the truth. I was at an appointment, and they asked me my daughter's age, and I did not her birthday, and I did not know. I'm horrible.
You hearing this? Big Boss Dave is here. He's going to the last Pirates
Larry,
game
what did he say?
Of the
how,
year.
How did he say it? Go ahead.
I'm proud of you, boys.
Are you sure that wasn't Paul Long?
Oh, do a Paul Long.
This is Paul Long.
Oh, okay, all right.
Channel 4 Action News.
That's pretty good, Larry. I am proud of you guys.
Yeah, I work with those guys like Joe DiNardo.
I know.
Is the impression clean, boss? Is it good?
Of me?
Yeah.
Again, I don't think my voice is
that
low.
Full disclosure, Dave spent a lot of time in the business on the air.
I did.
And you do have a good radio voice,
oh,
so yes.
So now he's going to kiss up after he abuses
finally,
you for an hour.
When are you going to get in line?
I don't know, man. I have a tough time kissing
I
up.
Wish, and maybe I could.
Okay, here we go.
Record one of our post-show meetings and
whoa.
Share it with the audience in the way you verbally abuse.
Thank you. You know what? That's a great idea.
Dave, and full disclosure.
8-3 dial Kyle.
Well, Dave now has Kyle's number on speed dial, too. Our co-workers are lining up to get that phone number.
I think it's a problem that I don't remember my kids' birthdays.
That is a major problem.
What is that?
How do you not know your kids' birthdays?
Because I'm an idiot. I just don't.
Full disclosure, I went to the drive-thru to pick up a prescription for my wife. They said, what's her birthday? And I'm like, I had to really.
I've done that. I've had to text her.
Oh, you guys just admitted publicly you don't know your wife's birthdays?
I text my wife all the time
it's
with
coming
important
up.
Dates.
Wow. No, right, I'm leaving the room now.
No, you're going to the Pirates game.
I am. I'm taking my son is in town. And he's,
what's his birthday?
His birthday is 12-7.
Okay.
Actually, it's 12-6.
Wow.
12-6. Did you not know?
I knew.
We're proud of you, Dave.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Dave, we're very proud of you.
We're proud of Dave.
Enjoy
Thank you.
The final baseball game of the year.
Beautiful day for baseball.
Once he leaves, we just start screwing off.
You don't wait for me to leave to do that.
The game is until 4 o'clock.
Well, that's he gets
right.
there early.
All right, Big Boss Dave.
It's tough finding
you.
A seat today.
I'm very proud of you, Marty. Meanwhile, What do you make of Elon Musk, Marty? He's going to buy Twitter again. Huh? With $44 billion? Change the market. I wonder what the change was. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Elon Musk's sudden change of heart surprised many industry observers.
It seemed he really wanted to back out of this deal.
Musk and Twitter were in the middle of a nasty lawsuit, with Twitter insisting he must go through with his $44 billion acquisition. CNET's Ian Schur says even with the announcement, with the unpredictable Musk, nothing's a guarantee.
Most of us are trying to figure out how it's going to end.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Wonder why he wants Twitter so bad. That he would spend $44 billion on it.
Come on, man. That's lint hair to him.
How do they make money on Twitter?
Advertising.
I mean, is there that much money? I guess there is.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around. I find him to be the Thomas Edison of our times.
Elon.
Brilliant guy.
Yeah, and a little eccentric.
They all are. We all are.
Yeah, well, imagine if you pulled Albert Einstein out and brought him out today. You know, remember with his long hair, and sometimes you forget
any of them. Mark Zuckerberg, any of them, man. Bill Gates.
That would explain Marty, too.
It would. I am a genius. I'm a brilliant man.
Wearing his hoodie.
We're proud of you, Larry.
It's 8:25, KDKA.
We're proud of you, Kathy, from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Kathy, I love your reports. I'll be in my office.
I've never met Big Boss Dave, so someday I'll be over there to meet him. We are looking at some slow traffic over on 65 on that inbound side, heading down toward the McKees Roughs Bridge. The bridge really isn't too bad, even though you have that single lane in each direction there. And we're not too bad on West Carson Street this morning as you approach the Corliss Tunnel. It's just about a traffic light delay. Inbound on the Parkway West, we're back before Green Tree. Your inbound Parkway East, the normal delays there from the Greensboro Pike Overpass as you head into the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 8:35. I'm Kathy Berkman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
What a beautiful day. Sunshine 70, and we'll just stop there. We're starting to climb up to near 50 degrees.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:37, this is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Christine will join us in her 9 o'clock hour.
My son blew us off.
Yeah, where is he?
It's annoying. He has literally sent me a note. I have a lot of stuff to do this morning.
And how old is he?
Really, man? Really?
For
next
one
time
hour?
You ask Dad for a junk run.
Grandpa
or the opportunity
Joe's.
To buy, yeah, Grandpa Joe's. Or you want a new software program. I have stuff to do this morning, 12 years old.
Blew you off.
Yeah, my wife let him do that. See, if that's daddy, he's coming to work. But with mommy, oh, that's okay, Vince. You just wait here. The maid will be by.
Wow.
That's what happens. He owns my wife.
I was actually looking forward to having a conversation with your
son. The V-Man.
Just get his thoughts on the world and what's going on.
He literally sent me a note. Let me make sure I'm clear so he doesn't sue me.
Can he call Kyle too?
Look, Larry, it says literally, you can read it, Larry. I want to do stuff this morning. And I thought I was going to be on the whole time. So two things. Here's the deal. So she goes over and talks to Bubba and Melanie, right? For a few minutes. She wanted him to come in and be there at 8:30, then walk over here until 10. When she told him he wasn't going to be on that show and our show for the entire hour, his agent reached out and said, your son has refused your request to appear on your show. Is where we're at.
Wow.
He runs the house.
That's fascinating.
Ryder runs your house.
Hey, kids, parents, this is a great conundrum.
It's fascinating.
Where do you draw the line?
Are you the good cop or the bad cop in your house?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, here's what happens.
Yeah.
And this happened with my three kids and now the next generation,
right,
where you got to do something about X.
Right.
So then I come in and say, well, and lay down the law, right? with the kids. Because you did this, we're going to do this. And then she says, well, they complain to her
right.
that I'm being too
right.
harsh.
Right.
And then she acquiesces, even though she's the one that asked me to say something.
She usurps your authority.
Usurp.
Yes.
That's a great word. That means circumnavigate.
Right. To go around.
Undermine.
To screw you over. To make you the bad cop.
Yeah.
Now, I make jokes on the air, but my wife has no interest in disciplining the kids. So I'm always the bad cop. So I can, now I go to sleep early now, right?
How's that going?
Well, last night, I literally sent him a note because it's about 10 o'clock and I'm trying to go to sleep. And he's got a band rehearsal going on downstairs, okay? If it's like the USC marching band. And he's screaming and yelling. And I literally sent him a text. If you don't stop, you die. That's it. Then my wife had to go in.
Do you mind? I look, Vince, I know that you're the next Elon Musk. I know you're amazing. I just know that. And I don't mind you making noise, but Daddy does. And Daddy's a jerk. Would you please mind if you just keep it down to a roar?
Oh, my God.
Took 10 minutes, Larry. Larry, you ever laying there when you're trying to go to sleep and the rest of the family's holding a rock band practice, a heavy metal practice? What do they know?
Well, there's always, when you have teenagers, you're going to have noise. You're going to have a mess. You're going to have noise. And they're going to be doing things that you got to, you know, alert them to that this is not cool.
He literally sent me a text. I want to do stuff this morning.
All
See,
right.
Again, if that's me, I'm telling him, and I'm serious about this, my man, get in the car. Now. Not the way.
That's okay, Vince.
So
Dad doesn't care.
Scratch Vince
yeah.
from your lineup.
Yeah.
It'll be Christine in our 9 o'clock hour. Hey, I wanted to talk, speaking of music,
yeah.
why couldn't he do country music? You saw Loretta Lynn pass yesterday
Love
morning?
Love her.
Age 90. It's 8:50 News Radio KDKA. Yes, the Big K Morning Show almost 24 hours ago. We had a exclusive with John Fetterman, Democratic senatorial candidate. A lot of reaction to his appearance. And we are going to have Dr. Oz on, not this morning, but maybe tomorrow or Friday, based on his schedule. He has agreed to appear as well. And so we give equal time and let you decide. But a lot of people reacted to his visit yesterday, Marty.
I want to grab up Carlos T because I think it's important. Carlos from the Urban League, and I love him. Carlos, do you think it's important that these candidates make appearances in minority communities, sir?
Absolutely, I think it's important. I mean, I get a lot of texts and things like that, but I do think it is important. But we know, you know, it's limited. They can't be everywhere, but I think as much as possible, people want to see folks. And leverage technology as well. I think you need a combination of both.
And every 2 to 4 years, depending on, in this case, midterms, and then there'll be 2 more years, another presidential run, you see celebrities, politicians, social media influencers from the Black community come out and implore people to get out, register, and vote. Is the message resonating?
I'd say with some, not all, but I would just say, you know, it is important that the Black vote, the Black people do realize that their vote matters. I mean, you think in terms of like in 2016, we saw a precipitous drop in the Black vote. I think it was 6% in the state of Pennsylvania, and I can't remember if the number was national, but impacted whether you got Hillary or Donald. Just, of course, we're nonpartisan, but
Carlos, did you say what was the number you threw out? What was the number?
So basically, in 2016. Black voter turnout dropped by 6%.
Wow.
And so, you know, Hillary lost the race, but I think the Black vote nationally was down, so it impacted a whole race. Then you look in 2020, you had a record numbers of
sure.
Black people out, you know, because Blacks represent 11% of the population of the state, 1.4 million people. And you saw it switch where, you know, Donald ended up losing and Biden really took over the you know, the state and won. But Black votes made the difference. So people are encouraging Black people to get on board because our votes do matter and it can swing an election. And so that's why it's important that Black people are out there realize that we have to participate in the process. I mean, you know, for years, like I said, my grandparents couldn't vote in Selma, Alabama, so we've been deprived for so long, but we have to leverage our voice. As I say, our vote is our voice, and our voice is our power.
What is the most important thing about voting the average person, from your perspective, needs to know?
Well, I'd say in Pennsylvania, you know, we have every 2 years, we have a primary, which basically the party chooses the person from the party to represent them. And then in November, we have the actual general election, and that's where we are now. And right now, there are some key races. I heard you talking about John Fetterman. So we're electing a U.S., you know, senator, and we know with a balance, depending on who's in there, it really changes, you know, the dynamics, you know, of our system. With John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, we also have for the what is it, the U.S. Congress, we have Summerlee, and we also have Mike Doyle, but not the Mike Doyle who's retiring. And that's pretty much on the parts of Allegheny County, the southern part and eastern part. But then you have another part. You have I'm losing my thought here. You have Chris. Was it D'Annunzio?
D'Annunzio, yes.
Yeah, Chris D'Annunzio. You know, Chris D'Annunzio.
Or D'Annunzio.
D'Annunzio. So it's a lot of key races. So it's important that people get out there because, again, depending who's in office, it impacts your laws. It impacts money that comes to your community. It impacts just a lot of different things. And there are a lot of things on the ballot in terms of, not on the ballot, but like in terms of like women's right to choose and just a lot of things going on and that these politicians' office impact that, and so your vote helps influence that.
Yeah, we encourage everyone who's not register, and get out and vote and support your candidates. Learn more about them, too. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Appreciate your input, Carlos. Enjoy the sunshine today.
And remember, go to ulpgh.org/vote to reclaim your vote, ulpgh.org/vote to figure out how you can get involved. And Black people, all people, get your butt out there and vote like your life depends on it.
You got it. It's 855 KDKA.
J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's get back to Kathy Bergren.
And Larry, looks pretty good now on that inbound side of the Parkway North from 79. And looks like the Veterans Bridge is thinning out for you as well. Inbound on 28, just a little slow, actually, in both directions around the Highland Park Bridge. You also have that slow traffic approaching Harmer toward Pittsburgh Mills with that lane restriction. Parkway East, still looking at those delays before the Wilkinsburg exit ramp, Parkway West at Greentree. Outbound is thinned out for you. No major delays all the way out toward Pittsburgh International. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 905 report is brought to you by Coons Market. I'm Kathy Berkman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
AccuWeather says sunny and 70 today, overnight 47, back to 70 again tomorrow. Then cold front will bring us chance for a little rain Friday and a high of only 54. Right now we're approaching 50 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.